struggling for a better way of life, for the promise of a home. A home built on love and courage.
We're home.
We're home.
The land did its best to defeat them.
I lose those oxen, I can't make a crop. I can't make a crop, we lose everything.
But they kept the promise alive.
That when this family pulls together, we can do anything.
Come home to a simpler time. Come home to Little House on the Prairie.
An American original return starting Monday at 4 on TV6.
Welcome to Wagon Talks, where we discuss the upcoming events of Walnut Grove, such as London Circus coming into town, baking contest, sales at the Mercantile, as well as listing much-needed services such as a new blacksmith. And the day would not be complete without the most updated Granger news right out of Chicago. Actually, no. Although that might be a lot of fun for us bonnet heads. This offshoot of Walnut Grovecast is an experiment into you, the listener, and the fans of Little House on the Prairie. In each one of these wagon talks, I hitch the team with a fellow Little House fan and head into town, and we have a chat along the way. If you would like to participate in a future episode of Wagon Talks, please email me at mark, M-A-R-K, at walnutgrovecast.com. Today we've hitched the team and we're heading, we're actually heading to another location. I don't know. Every single time I say that we're heading in to pick up stuff from the Mercantile, maybe this time we're going into the post office. I don't know. But this time, on this ride, we have JJ Hurley. How are you doing, JJ?
Morning. Great.
Thank you so much for taking the time to do this and talk about your love of Little House on the Prairie.
Yes.
So I guess if you could talk a little bit about who you are and just talk about yourself a little bit.
Sure. So I live in Atlanta, Georgia.
Hotlanta.
It's cold Atlanta right now.
Yeah, it's cold here too.
So, yes. And I am married for 20 plus years and have two amazing kiddos. I have a son named Jackson who's almost 16.
I always like that name, Jackson.
Yes, yes. And I have a daughter who's 8 named Reese, and I have 2 little dachshunds that are adorable and the love.
That really paints a picture.
Yes, yes. And my son has profound autism, and so I got involved working with Autism Speaks many mm-hmm. years ago, and I've been working with them. That's who I work for. It's been about 10 years now, and I really enjoy connecting with families and sharing resources and things like that.
Yeah,
so.
Autism Speaks is a really great community of people and a foundation. My nephew has autism, and we're not as heavily involved as, say, a parent would be, but we're mm-hmm. as involved as we possibly can be. And they've been really, really wonderful. And
That's great.
Yeah, autismspeaks.org. I'm going to guess that's the website.
That's the website. You are correct.
All right, but back to 1885.
Yes. Let's delve.
When did you first see Little House on the Prairie, the TV show?
Okay, so I was probably around first grade when my mom and I, we had decided we were going to read the books together and start, because the show was on, and I had to see it every week, and yeah. I just became obsessed, as so many others have, with especially with Mary and Laura. Everything was Mary and Laura. I wanted to wear blue gingham so I could look like Mary, and I would have my mom braid my hair so I could look like Half Pint.
That's awesome.
But I didn't understand. There were no dolls. I would go have my parents take me to Walmart or Kmart. Yeah, I grew up in a real small town in Missouri. And I was like, why are there no Little House Barbies? Where is the Little House toy section at Walmart and Kmart? And needless to say, those did not exist.
Yeah, they really missed an opportunity there. I'm not really sure what the holdup was there. That's something I went and spoke to Allison Arngrim a lot about. And yeah. Right now, I just think it would be so fun to have an Atari 2600 Little House on the Prairie game where you have to you know, get away from, you have to put the fire out before the farm burns down or
exactly, something. Like Oregon Trail for Little House fans.
Exactly.
You know? I know.
See, you understand. You understand.
I do. I wanted those products. I would have been living for them. So
it's like Carrie falls down the air shaft. Oh, we have to dig her out. Quick. We're running out of air. So
bring
it's like,
in the town drunk. He can do it.
No, it's like Dig Dug, you know.
Exactly. But for Carrie.
Yeah, but for Carrie. And she's like, pa. Except, you know, it's just like bloop, 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 bloop. So, but so do you remember your first episode? I don't know if you remember this from your childhood, but if you don't, what about the first episode you watched as an adult that maybe got you back into Little House?
Well, I mean, hands down, my favorite all-time episode is Sweet 16, followed by He Loves Me, He Loves Me Not. I just loved Laura and Almanzo. Of course, I had the biggest crush on Almanzo. I still do.
Almanzo? Which character is that?
Almanzo Wilder.
Oh, Almanzo. I'm sorry.
Oh, sorry. I pronounce it Almanzo in my head.
You do it. You pronounce it incorrectly. No, it's okay. You're from Atlanta.
No, right? I thought they said Almanzo in the show, but I have read articles where it's, I know. You can
it's Almanzo.
Say it anyway. It's
accurately.
Almanzo.
Yeah.
Okay, I've missed
it. I always have to give people a little bit of
a little guff.
I never heard of that person.
Or Zaldamo, as Mrs. Olsen called him.
You know what? I would accept Zaldamo before I would accept Almanzo. Yeah, Almanzo is just the snooty way of answering it.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, oh, the country club is, the lawn is getting a little too brown over there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so Almanzo and Laura, I absolutely adored their romance. Sure. I like seriously to this day, that little awkward kiss where they go one way and then they go the other and then they meet in the middle is just, it gets me every time. And how they made her be a grown-up in one episode. Like, the episode before, she was still a little kid with her braids, and then literally they put those braids up in a bun, and she was now a grown-up.
Yeah,
she could teach school, she could have a boyfriend, like, all the things.
It's funny, too, because the Laura Ingalls character, you know, with Melissa Gilbert, of course, it's she sometimes sneaks back into being the little girl, the tomboy, and it's
right.
always funny. Like, I Love You Not. What was the song that Almanzo was singing?
Was writing for, and she thought it was for his ex-girlfriend.
Yeah, so he, you know, she just, you know.
Yeah,
so just
she, and I do, and I love those episodes where she, like, comes to brawl, especially with Nelly. Love them fighting in any episode.
Sure. Like, have a seat in this wheelchair.
Let me just roll you down the hill. Oh, my gosh, but I still cry whenever that Christmas episode at Plum Creek where Laura sells Bunny, her horse, so she can buy Ma the stove, and then you see little wretched Nelly's face as she, like, trots off with the horse, and it's like...
Off to the glue factory.
You're a horrible human. But I hated her when I was a kid, but I absolutely adore Nellie Olson, and I adore Alison Arngrim, who played her, the actress, because I've gotten to meet her a couple times at some events and see her perform, and she's amazing.
Would you say she's your favorite character?
She is now, but when I was a kid, absolutely no way. But
what about
I
your
don't know
least...
that I'd say she's my favorite character.
Who took her place?
She is a favorite character. I still love Laura and Mary.
Who took her place as your least favorite character, though?
Oh, James and Cassandra.
James and Cassandra. Duds.
Duds. Those episodes, like, if you were planning to ask me what my least favorite episodes are, it's the James and Cassandra episodes.
All of them.
I wish they would have rolled down that hill in the wagon with their parents. Just kidding. That sounds horrible. But
I can watch it if it's on mute.
Yes. Oh, and Cassandra, the crying. Aww. Oh, bless her. But that was, I mean, that is Jason Bateman, who now, as I adore and watch all of his shows.
He's hunky hunk, yeah.
He is hunky hunk, but boy, I thought, okay, Albert joining the family, awesome, cool. James and Cassandra, no thanks.
You know, if Jason Bateman had not had Arrested Development and, you know, a bigger career, he might have gone down the path of being the Jinx from the Brady Bunch.
Right, seriously. I mean, the Carter boys were more lovable than James and Cassandra.
I like the Carter boys.
I do too.
Personal thieves. I like the Carters.
I like the Carters. I could have watched a whole show about the Carters.
Let's reboot. But okay. But the Carters, you know, they kept a little bit of a tidier house. The house just seems cleaner.
Right.
I don't get it. Maybe he. I don't know. I'm thinking that the Carters really did something to that little house, made it a little bit warmer.
They did. But
going back before the TV show, what are your thoughts? You mentioned before that when you were younger, your mother had set up a time or an event or something to read the books. What are your thoughts on Laura Ingalls Wilder's books?
I love them. I mean, I've read them so many times over the years, and about to start reading them with my daughter, actually, really? Whether she likes it or not. we are. But, you know, those books were how, like, I mean, they provided this kind of real world about, you know, to me, the show was just kind of this fun, glamorous adventure, right? Even though, you know, they had outhouses and things. But the books were really, like, kind of grounded it for me. And so I started kind of going back to like what I was saying about there were no toys, but I was like determined to get a like Laura and Mary doll. And so my mom was like, well, why don't you, you know, go to the library and see what you can find. And so like, sure enough, because there was no Google, right? No internet.
No, library was our Google. Yeah.
I was like, we're talking like 1982. Yeah. And so I got the addresses for like the places from the books, like Pepin, Wisconsin and Independence, Kansas. And, you know, those places that they lived. And I just wrote them letters like as a third grader. And
that's so cute. That's amazing.
Yeah. And they all wrote me back on their little stationery. Most of them were typed. They were like, hello. I was like, I'm your biggest fan. Do you sell dolls? And and ironically, most of them did. We're talking in the early 80s, like before, like now they're all of the places have like these bigger museums and things for fans to go to. But back then, some of them were just like a lady just like, oh yeah, I ended up inheriting this place and, you know, here's my stuff. But yeah, I joined memberships. I wrote a poem and got published in the Laura Ingalls Wilder fan club magazine.
Really?
In third grade. Yes.
Do you have copies of these things? I would love to see them.
Yes, I know. I need to find them. They're in my storage, but yes. So I made like three scrapbooks. Like it was like Jennifer Shackelford's Laura Ingalls Wilder scrapbooks. And so I had these little notes and the membership cards, and it was just great. And I loved it. So I ended up getting dolls, which was crazy. And I, as I mentioned to you before, I ended up deciding that everyone needed to share this love of Little House. So I convinced my brother to give me half of the space in the toy room. And I opened a Little House in the Prairie fan museum in Poplar Bluff, Missouri that you could attend for 10 whole cents.
You know, it's not a bad price.
It's not for 1982.
And you can do the museum in one day.
Absolutely. You can really do the museum in 15 minutes, but let's be real.
I've heard there's lemonade on Wednesdays. You know, it's one
absolutely,
of those.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But I was, so anyone that happened to come over, like they were forced to come and tour my museum.
That's
but,
awesome.
Oh, I just lived all things Prairie. And like I said, between it was the books, it was the shows, it was the reaching out, and it's just crazy. So yeah, I've really loved Little House pretty much my whole life. I'm 46 years old now.
We're in the same neighborhood of age.
Yeah, okay, so okay. We grew up with the show, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't watch it much, you know, when it was on. I didn't really care for that generation of Little House, like that era. But now I like, and now I enjoy the, I refer to them as the newer episodes. But So
I do like the newer ones.
So when you were a kid, what you got a lot was you got this this focus of, you know, understanding, you know, the books. You were LARPing as a museum curator. And, you know, throughout your life, it looks as though you've really enjoyed Little House on the Prairie. But today, now you're passing it along to your daughter, you said, what do you get out of Little House on the Prairie today, television series and literature?
It's a tough question. just find, no, I still just find them very endearing and heartwarming. And sometimes I just need a good cry. And I know that if I turn on May We Make Them Proud, and even getting past Mrs. Garvey, you know, banging Mary's baby on the window,
yeah,
I still cry.
That looks like a Cabbage Patch.
Oh, yeah, right. I know. I've seen Mrs. Garvey on some Zoom things, and she like carries a little fake doll when she comes on. It's very funny.
But, yeah.
but I mean, truly, they are endearing. They make me laugh. Their episodes, the comedy of Nellie and Harriet, I love as an adult. I really enjoy the scenes with the Olsons now as an adult,
mm-hmm.
More so than I did as a kid, because I think that they're just their physical comedy, their expressions. I adore them, and you know, the Christmas episodes, we watch them every year. They're just a part of me, I guess. I don't know. My Twitter name is Prairie Muppets J, because I also adore the Muppets. So I have my Prairie, my Muppets, and then J for my name.
It's funny. I just found your account this morning, and I felt like, okay. It's so funny because you have a Muppet with a little house on his head.
Yeah, it's Prairie Dawn, ironically, with like a little house on her head. So it was like the perfect picture. I had to do that. I combined my loves of the Muppets and Little House.
Well, if people aren't on, you know, Twitter is kind of like a lot of people just kind of arguing, really, for the most part. But if you can somehow filter out some of that stuff and go there, don't follow famous people or whatever. You know, follow JJ and follow me. And
there we go.
All you really get is just a lot of people talking about Little House. And then you start seeing the other people talking about it.
Yes.
And it's weird. I'll go into my regular Twitter account and it's like, you know, F you, blah, blah, blah. You know,
right.
And it's like the world is going to end today.
I know.
But then I log into my Walnut Grove Cast Twitter account and it's like.
You are 1885.
It's yeah. Aside from the every once in a while a Melissa Gilbert, like, angry tweet, there's. For the most part,
not much, yeah.
Not, yeah, it's all like, hey, remember the episode that blah, 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 or memes, and it's just a lot of fun.
I know. It really is. I've really enjoyed, like, connecting with other fans, you know, and everyone, you know, joking about, like, this, not joking, but, you know, talking about, like, the bad episodes, like, Sylvia, you know, like, what? Like, how did that even go along,
yeah.
You know, and then, like, some of the smaller things and meeting some of the actors now, you know, I've got to meet Mary when she wrote her book, Melissa Sue Anderson. She came to Atlanta and did a book reading back in like 2011 or 10, whenever that book came out. Yeah. And she was so nice. She really is. She reminded me so much. Like, I was so, that was my first like celebrity experience. So I tried not to like wet my pants meeting her and be like, oh my God, I love you. I still am blue. It's
Mary! Can you see me?
I can't see, Paul. I can't see.
Where's Adam? Where's Adam?
I tried. He got his setback. No, but anyway, I really tried to be cool. But she was like very, she was kind of like her personality, like Mary. Like it was interesting because she was just kind of very reserved, very sweet, kind, so nice. I know she doesn't do much with the Little House crew.
No. Well, that's all right. I get it. You know,
people... I get it too. Yeah. And Melissa Gilbert, one time I saw her at a bar in Memphis. She was I used to live in Memphis when I first got married. We were at a bar and she was in town doing some sort of like an event show at the local university to like raise funds. And she came in and I talking about Mark, I literally almost lost my marbles. I ran up to her like you're not supposed to do,
yeah.
And had like diary of the mouth and was like, oh my God, I'm my biggest fan. I had a museum in my house when I was in third grade. Can I take a picture? Like, so who has a camera? Who has a camera? Again, this is before we really all had our cameras. This is like 1999 or 2000 or something. And yes, and she was very nice. But then like she went and sat down at her table with her people and I made my friend move so I could have a better view. And I just literally sat there staring at her like a creeper. So she was probably glad when they left.
You see her like slowly reaching into a purse for a little revolver.
Right, like, who is this gal? Yeah, oh,
no,
it
that's
was the
sweet.
Greatest. Yeah, so, you know, and like I said, I've gotten to meet Allison a few times and hear her perform. And anyway, it's just, It's just something, you know, it's part of my personality. I love when friends like reach out to me and share something like, oh, did you see this? Or, right. You know, anyway, I feel like it's just such a huge community and you worldwide even. But
it's a hidden community. That's why I like it.
Yeah.
I had no idea that this podcast was going to reach so many people. And I feel very blessed about that. But at the same time, I'll look at numbers. I'm like, who's listening to this? Like, there are so many hidden. It's like New Kids on the Block.
Right.
Everyone's like, oh, I don't listen to them.
Right.
Somebody's got to be listening.
But I mean, I think too, someone pointed this out to me and I was like, you know, I hadn't thought about that. But during this pandemic, when we're, you know, at home and like things are really hard,
yeah.
Like we just want some kind of comfort TV, like Little House on the Prairie fits that bill, you know, and you can watch it with your kids or you can watch it by yourself, like whatever. And yeah. It's just like comfort food and that you feel like you're okay with the Ingalls family, you know, and my gosh, if they could survive it. You know, we can get through it. So,
yeah, exactly. But I mean, it's of course I love the show, and
yes,
I'm really I love listening to your stories. I think they're really great. But JJ, I want to thank you so much for taking this time to come on here and talk to me. It looks like we've made it to the post office.
We'll say hello to Mrs. Foster.
She's probably not there as usual. She's probably in the back drinking or something.
Who knows?
With Isaiah. It's like, all right, some new booze.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows what's going on there? I'm not getting down that rabbit hole.
Right. We didn't even talk about the Edwards family.
It's like, yeah, this is a family show, JJ.
Right, exactly.
In this segment of Wagon Talks, I ride along with Shannon. I have Shannon Quinton. How are you doing, Shannon?
I'm doing pretty good. We're just recovering from COVID over here.
Yeah, I think there is light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah.
We just need Doc to come by and light up one of those, I forget what it is. Do you remember at the end of, I don't think it was quarantine.
Oh, the plague episode?
Yeah, the plague.
Was it some sort of sulfur?
Yeah, that's exactly what it was. It was like a sulfur bomb. We need a sulfur bomb right now for 2021 just to kind of get us started. Sulfur bomb by April, I'd say. But So Shannon Quinton, you are not only a fan of Little House on the Prairie, the TV show, you have also listened to a few episodes of Walnut Grove Cast. So I thank you so much for reaching out to talk about who you are and all that kind of stuff. So if you could tell us who you are and a little bit about yourself and all that kind of stuff. You don't have to get too personal, but, you know,
okay.
Microphone's yours.
Okay. Yeah, I'm Shannon. I'm from Tennessee. I got married at the beginning of January. So
congratulations.
Thank you. And yeah.
That's good. That's a good start. And here I am. No, that's all. And so yeah, Tennessee's awesome. I know a little bit about Tennessee. We keep on meaning to take a road trip down to Pigeon Forge.
Oh yeah. I live very close to there.
Oh, okay.
So definitely in the fall.
I might have some questions for you off air about real estate down there. So but anyway, have you ever visited Dollywood?
Yes.
Awesome.
Several times.
Yeah. It's kind of a dream for this New Yorker. some people want to go to the Statue of Liberty here. Not me. I want to go to Dollywood. So when did you first see Little House on the Prairie?
So I have this memory of being like 6 or 7 and my mom calling me into the living room and being like, hey, I want you to watch this. And I think the episode she showed me was A Matter of Faith.
Okay.
And yeah, all the episodes. And she's like, you know, I want you to watch this. And I was kind of like, what is this? This is strange, you know,
right.
A little intense.
It's not Fraggle Rock.
But right. Exactly. It wasn't Rugrats, you know.
Right.
But it must have compelled me because the next thing I know, like I was recording on VHS, you know, TBS, it came on TBS every day.
Mm-hmm.
And I was recording every episode and then watching it when I came home from school. So it hooked me somehow.
And somehow tetanus fear did not scare you away.
Yeah. No, no, I must have been a little young to really.
Yeah. It's like, oh, that's cool. Her leg is getting bigger.
yeah, I don't know.
So what the next question I usually ask is, do you remember your first episode? So that was your first episode. It was a trial by fire right there.
Yeah. Like, I know. And I think I was weirded out by it. But like I said, something must have drawn me in because I continued to watch.
It might have been those pies that Ma had left out there and how the scavengers came and picked it up anyway.
Like, Must have been.
I guess she only made four.
Yeah.
If you just peeked in the window like you normally would, yeah, everything would be fine. But no. But everything actually ended up being fine.
It did.
Do you have a favorite and least favorite episode?
Yes. So my favorite episodes, I have a few. Definitely Back to School, mm-hmm. 1 and 2. Like, that's sure. my go-to. And I like Wilder and Wilder. And then mm-hmm. I like the reincarnation of Nellie a lot.
So Wilder and Wilder, not Wilder versus Wilder.
I think it's Wilder and Wilder.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. I'd have to go look.
Is there a Wilder versus Wilder? I know there's an Olsen versus Olsen.
Yeah, it's the one where Almanzo's brother comes, Pearly Day.
Who?
Pearly
I think
Day.
You mean Almanzo.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. I forgot. Almanzo.
Not to correct you, but... You Tennessee people.
<Just kidding>. Almanzo.
Almanzo. But, so, yeah, Pearly Day is awesome. Also, Pearly Day has an awesome name, I think. You know, growing up with a name like Pearly Day would be tough for a younger kid, but, you know, as you get older, you're like, my name is Pearly.
You have to own it.
And he did. You know, what a great character.
Yeah. Yeah, I wish they brought him back in the later seasons, you know, like mm-hmm. a couple times.
Yeah, even good if it was just relief. A reference, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
What about a worst episode? Or at least favorite?
Yeah, so like any of the sports episodes, like I think it's like Fight Team Fight and like the Winoka Warriors, anything about like sports or whatever. Yeah.
You know,
I can't.
I don't like sports either. And those were very tough episodes, but I have to say we found something to talk about.
Yes.
But they're tough. I have to agree.
Yeah.
With you.
Yeah.
Now, do you have a favorite character? And don't say Pearly Day. And least favorite character? And don't say Carrie.
No, I love Carrie.
Me too.
I love Carrie. I got the standard answer, Laura. But, mm-hmm. and I also really like Nels and Nancy.
I love Nancy.
I'm a huge Nancy fan.
Yeah, I'm so glad because a lot of people just don't get it. I mean, in a lot of ways, she's so much worse than Nellie.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And,
but I think she's funnier than Nellie. And
she's
cooler,
too.
I know. Yeah, she is. But I don't know why. I just feel, like, sad for her. And I was mm-hmm. like, man, get this girl into some counseling. But, no, I really liked her.
But she really bought into the whole having money thing pretty quickly, huh?
She did.
Like, she's just like, oh, I've been waiting for this to happen for a while, so let's just roll with it.
Yeah.
What about least favorite character?
Mr. Standish.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want people to come for me for this, but Mr. Edwards, probably. I don't know.
Really? Isaiah?
Yeah. I don't know. I was always like Team Garvey. You know, because they kind of like moved into the Edwards.
So who would win? This is not a normal question, but in your opinion, who would win in a fist fight? Like a regular sober fist fight?
Oh, sober. Jonathan Garvey, for sure.
Yeah, the guy's a moose, right? He's huge.
Yeah, he's huge.
But I got to say, Isaiah's a dirty guy. He's a fighter. You know, he's the type of guy, that, you know, God knows what to win.
I know.
So what are your thoughts on Laura Ingalls Wilder's books? You know, taking it back to where all of this came from.
I'm not a huge fan of the books. I feel like there's like two teams. You're either like, and maybe I'm wrong, team TV show or team books. And I lean more towards the TV show. And I think maybe because I was introduced to the TV show first.
Mm-hmm.
So when I went to read the books, I was kind of like, oh, no, this isn't quite like how they depict it on TV, you know, the fake version. I did read some of them, but I wasn't as drawn to them as I was the TV show.
You know, a lot of people say how the books are also kind of embellished and fake as well, so.
Well, yeah.
No,
that's true.
But that's interesting that you definitely, but you gave the books a try, right?
Like I did.
Okay.
my mom tells me when I was, you know, I was younger and she was reading it to me and she's like, I don't know how you were, you know, interested in this. It was a whole chapter on Pa building a door or whatever. She's like, I was so bored reading that to you.
An honest mom.
Yeah.
What do you get out of Little House on the Prairie, the TV show, these days? Like, what do you, like, when you think about it and it's spot in your life, what do you think you're getting out of it? Not just nostalgia either. You know, I just want to.
Right. No.
You know, I don't want to say like, it reminds me of when I was six. You know, I mean, more along the lines as, you know, a married woman now. You know, it's like you're moving forward with your entire life. So.
Yeah.
What do you get from it?
Absolutely. Like, I do love the family aspect and it's just heartwarming. And I don't know, they have like trials and tribulations and they don't always have a resolution, right, just like real life. And I don't know, I just, it's always been a comfort to me. Like when we went into quarantine, you know, about a year ago, it was like, I started rewatching it and I was just like, oh, this is just, it just gave me like, I don't want to say like peace, but just, I don't know, it's just a comfort.
Yeah. And it's like oatmeal or something, you know, it's kind of like, you just kind of like, you know what? I'll sit down and just watch an episode of Little House. And I think a lot of people get that. I don't think you're alone there. And it's a good thing, I think, especially these days.
Yeah, and I like the family values, and I've always been a family person, and so I like that too.
Well, Shannon, it looks like we're coming up to the Mercantile, and it looks like our ride is coming to an end. But I want to thank you so much for taking the time to come on here and talk about
your
little house.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, I mean, it was really a fun experience. I loved your answers, and I love the fact that every single person I'm speaking to has totally different answers, but everyone thinks, well, I'm going to say the most common answer. And it's like, nobody's repeating. Nobody's doing what the other people are saying. Everybody looks at the show differently. And I love that.
Yeah, I like that too.
Thank you for listening. If you would like to come on and talk about Little House on the Prairie, please reach out to me, mark@walnutgrovecast.com. I have a lot more in store for 2021.
This portion of Little House on the Prairie has been brought to you by All Temperature Cheer. All Temper Cheer.
Thursday night, Orson Welles hosts a gigantic and dazzling special featuring the Soviet Union's top performers. First time on American television, highlights of the Russian Dance Festival. Followed by the award-winning true story, Farewell to Manzanar. Thursday starting at 8, 7 Central and Mountain Time on NBC. Stay tuned now for Dark Victory next.